We're at the 2011 SCAC Soccer Tournament from Birmingham, Alabama, on the campus of Birmingham Southern College. I'm joined by Hendricks Warriors head women's soccer coach Jim Evans. The Warriors fall today 2-0 to Rhodes College in the opening SCAC quarterfinal match. And coach, first of all, just your opening thoughts on a tough fought match today.
Well, you know, we're disappointed we lost, but if we're honest about it, we got beat by a better team today. They certainly played well enough to win, and they deserve to win. So you know, we're just disappointed we didn't play better.
Coach, obviously not the outcome you're looking for, but as you look at this season as a whole, still a lot of things to be proud of from this group, and so much progress from last year, finishing fifth in the regular season in the SCAC, 3 wins to 8 wins this season. Just talk about the growth of this team and the way you've seen them progress throughout the season.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I've been at this for about 35 years, and this team has improved as much or more from day one till today than any team I've ever coached. I think we had two bad practices all season. So I love coaching this team. I just told them that, you know, that I really enjoyed it. I thanked them for the season because I couldn't wait to get out to practice every day because they worked hard, they got better, they had a sense of humor, they enjoyed each other and enjoyed themselves. It was fantastic.
Coach, just talk a little bit about, obviously, like as we mentioned, not the result you're looking for, but just the atmosphere of the SCAC tournament, having girls have the opportunity to play in this postseason and their excitement that they had.
What a great thing. You know, I wish we'd have had one all along, although Hendricks never would have qualified before, so I guess it doesn't affect us. But all season long, there was something to play for. Instead of, you know, well, Trinity's going to win it and everybody else is fighting for second, we're fighting for places. We're looking up immediately who won that game because we want to stay ahead of them or jump ahead of them. It just made for a much more exciting season for all the teams. So that was great.
Coach, six seniors on this group. Obviously, their career comes to an end today and always difficult. Just talk about these six seniors on this team and what they've meant to your program over the last, not only this year, but over the last few years.
Well, I'll tell you, that's my first recruiting class, and they are responsible for bringing Hendricks, as you know, used to be a last place team, used to be kind of the laughing stock of the league, men and women, and now we're in the middle fighting for, you know, we're fighting, we came fifth, we were in second going into the last weekend, and these kids have taken their lumps. You know, because we were weak that year, they all got to start as freshmen, and when we got whacked, we were 1-8 in the league that year, but we got better. They realized they had to work a little harder in the weight room off season, and they needed to play in the summer, and they did all those things, and now they've been a great example to the younger players, and now we're on to something. We've got, you know, we had 18 decent players this year. I could put anyone in and feel okay about it, and that never was the case before.
Hendricks head women's soccer coach Jim Evans again. Hendricks finishing the season 8-9-1 in the year, 4-3-1 in SCAC play. Coach, congratulations on a great season and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks a lot, Russell. Thanks for